Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
At least 8 Americans are dead after a suicide bombing at a remote base in Afghanistan. Details are still somewhat sketchy, but indications are that most of the dead are CIA employees, which could make this one of the most deadly events in the intelligence agency's recent history. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. We're joined now by Marvin Weinbaum, former State Department analyst on Afghanistan and Pakistan with the Middle East Institute. Hello, Marvin.
Hello there.
Thanks so much for coming on The Takeaway. Because of the CIA's secretive nature, obviously, we're having a hard time getting details about this story. Do we have confirmation that these 8 dead actually worked in some capacity for the CIA?
Well, that seems to be the consensus here now. But as you say, because it does involve intelligence operatives, we're likely to get less information.
We're also joined, by the way, by BBC's Peter Grester. He is in Kabul. Peter, what can you tell us about the place where this happened? It's called Forward Operating Base Chapman. It's in southeastern Afghanistan. It's near the Pakistan border. It's very remote, I understand.
That's right. It's in an area, in a province called Khost. We don't know a great deal about exactly what goes on in that base. It is, as you say, very remote and isolated, but we understand it's quote, not regular, which implies that it is, in fact, a base for CIA operations. Now, we do understand that they've been CIA operatives have been operating, were working out of that area, keeping track of a lot of the Al-Qaeda and Taliban militants as they cross the border. That area is known for a lot of the routes over the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Peter Gresta from the BBC. In Kabul, there are rumors, I guess you could say, circulating that maybe this was an inside job because it just seems so audacious that someone could walk onto a secure facility. What are you hearing about that?
We've got no confirmation from American authorities, but we have been talking to a Taliban spokesman who said that, yes, indeed, it was one of their operatives who got onto the base by infiltrating the Afghan National Army. And we understand he was dressed, or at least it was claimed that he was dressed as an Afghan Army officer, and made it onto the base through the security checks with a suicide vest. Now, obviously, there will be a lot of questions about how he managed to do that, if indeed it is confirmed. But either way, the fact that there was a breach, I think, is going to also raise a lot of questions about the coalition forces' ability to protect themselves from infiltrators like this.
Marvin Weinbaum with the Middle East Institute. What is the significance of these victims being CIA and not otherwise military?
Well, clearly, we have to ask whether they were being specifically targeted, and one would think so here, that the people who perpetrated this knew what they were doing. There's perhaps some reason to believe that the operatives here on the Taliban side were coming from North Waziristan, which implicates a group called the Haqqani Group, and who are closely allied with the Taliban and with Al-Qaeda.
Marvin, can I just ask, what exactly is the CIA doing right now in that part of Afghanistan?
Well, it's involved in a variety of activities. Obviously, it's recruiting people because so much of what they need is gathered from human intelligence, which requires that they make contacts across that area. There's also perhaps those who are there for targeting purposes. You are, of course, reasonably close to the border with Pakistan. There are analysts as well. So there are a variety of people, some of whom may even be contracted people, not all of them necessarily direct hires from the CIA.
Is it possible because of the CIA's nature, Marvin, that we will actually never know the names of these dead?
I believe eventually we will. The CIA does indicate those who have died in similar circumstances. So I believe that eventually most of them will be known. But perhaps you're correct. There may be some that may not be revealed.
Peter Grester, BBC correspondent in Afghanistan. You heard Marvin Weinbaum saying that there's been whispers, I guess, that this could have been the the efforts of the Haqqani group. And we've also gotten reports lately that that's the one particular group that's tied to terrorism that the Pakistani government is kind of hands off with. So this would be a particularly difficult place for retaliation.
Look, yeah, I think we need to be very careful about jumping to conclusions about who was responsible here. One of the, if it was in fact an Afghan National Army officer, for example, we know that there's a deliberate policy of moving people around, that they deploy Afghan soldiers in areas that they do not come from. So there is a fair chance that if it was an Afghan army officer, someone who was infiltrated in there, that he was from another district. We just don't know. But either way, you're right. This is a very, very difficult area for the coalition forces to operate. It is extremely difficult even for the Pakistanis to work in. Whether that's a deliberate decision or a fact of the operating environment is also very difficult to say. But I think we're going to see some very difficult questions asked now about how you protect yourself from infiltrators, particularly when the policy is to work very closely indeed with Afghan security forces. And remember, one of the policies of President Obama is to encourage or build up Afghan security forces quite dramatically so that they can take over the fight. And of course, that means dramatically increasing the numbers. There's a great deal of pressure on the Afghan security forces at the moment to try and build up their numbers, and inevitably that means that there may be lapses in the screening procedures.
Peter Gresta, BBC correspondent in Afghanistan, joining us from Kabul, and Marvin Weinbaum, former State Department analyst on Afghanistan and Pakistan with the Middle East Institute. Thanks so much to both of you. Coming up, our political decade started out with a contested election and got crazier from there. Later on, we'll take a look back at it. That's coming up on The Takeaway.